RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good Saturday morning. It is 7 o'clock right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your local spot every Saturday, every week, for all the best in local golf talk right here on Tee to Green. We welcome you this week to Amherst and beautiful Glen Oak Golf Course. Brian Cozio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Kevin Sylvester is on assignment. He's still cleaning up from our duster putting challenge last night, from what I hear.
Yeah, that was a great time last night, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
About 50 guys came out, ladies and gentlemen came and decided the best putter in Western New York's a 14-year-old kid. How about that?
That's right.
It was great.
Yeah, more on the duster challenge coming up as we are live here at Glen Oak. Coming up on the show, we will talk about our little duster putting challenge. It was a lot of fun. Drive, chip, and putt event coming here to Glen Oak next week. We'll talk about that. Get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Next week's the PGA Championship on tour, so we'll preview that, give you our picks. Information on our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge and how you can get in on that. Phil Mickelson making news this week with his dance moves in a commercial. Tiger Woods making more news. Phil and Tiger making news about a possible match. Dustin Johnson with another win last week at the Canadian Open. So we'll get our tip of the week, our PGA Tour leaderboard, our champions report, all coming up here. As we also want to welcome in, as we said, Kevin on assignment, so we had to bring in the man that could handle
the upgrade,
Kevin's shoes here. PGA Pro, Tim Fries, and owner here at Glen Oak Golf Course. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Meet.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us back here again.
This is fun, sitting on the patio and watching our golf carts go out on the first tee. What a beautiful morning here. Beautiful weekend for everybody here.
That's
in West
right.
New York.
The 10th tee looks pretty cool. It's a big, long, massive Robert Trent Jones tee. It's all dew-covered with the sun coming up. It's a nice morning. Nice morning to play golf.
So, obviously, when we spoke here, one of our earlier shows, we were here back in June and then again in July and now here in August. So, you're almost through your first golf spring and summer here, Tim. What's it been like for you?
Well, the weather for everybody's been really nice. If you're a boater outside, you're doing anything outside, this has been fabulous. If you're a hiker, but for us in golf, for gosh sakes, this has been wonderful. We're dealing with the challenges of weather, and for an agronomist, they know that this is actually thatch on clay, so our clay has been cracking, as you can imagine. But when it rains, you don't have any golfers. When it's dry, you get lots of golfers, but you have challenges, and we've got challenges like all the clubs in the area, on the greens and in the fairways, and we're dealing with those. But that's okay. Just got lots of players coming out to see what Jeff and I are really trying to do here. We cleared out many more trees since you were here last, and working on the greens, working on the putting green areas, working on the driving range. We're doing a lot of fun stuff here, and we've had a couple of weddings and a bunch of outings, raising money for great charities, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're one of the main things is working on pace of play, too. A lot of the things that have been done on the golf course are to expedite play, taking out those there's railroad ties that inhibited where you could go, things like that, that as PGA professionals, I think we understand the game pretty well and what people are looking for. So we're trying to give people a good golf experience. It's been a ton of fun, and it's been really neat, and couldn't ask for a cooler situation.
Yeah, and you guys get to work together. How about that?
Well, that's
I know that's your favorite part of the whole thing.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. We kind of like our ships passing in the night, to be honest with you. Jeff and I, working over all these years as golf professionals at private clubs in the area, we would see each other more. Now we're kind of doing our own things as we wear different hats, working on the golf course. You know, from an agronomist standpoint, we've got the USGA coming in this week, and we're going over every green and doing tons of soil samples. And Jeff's been working with a fella that we're mapping out the whole golf course and what all the tree specimens. We actually have six, I think it is, elms out here.
Yep.
I thought the elms were gone in the area, but if we uncover them and some of these beautiful trees that have been kind of crowded, and we're going to try to uncover a lot more things here on the golf course.
Yeah, remember how concerned your wife was that we would own a bar now? Well, we haven't done that as much as we used to, yeah, because we're working a little bit more, but it's been great.
Few minutes past the hour here, 7:04 on Tee to Green. We're live here at Glen Oak Golf Course. Golfers are already lining up here on the first tee. You guys start early here on the weekends, don't you?
Yeah, a little after 6 this morning, as the sunlight allows. We've had to push it back a little bit because the days are getting a little shorter. But yeah, we're solid until one in the afternoon with tee times. We're busy, busy.
That's right. So the fairways are cut, the greens are cut. Looks beautiful, but if you're in the rough, maybe. It's a little wet here in the morning with the dew on the grounds here. Any difference in terms of thinking? This is not our official tip. This is a bonus tip.
Do you mean if the rough is wet, you mean? If you play it differently?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, right now in the morning here, if you're not in the nice, beautifully mown fairways or on the green, there's some wetness.
You know what? Most people, Jeff, they do not clean the grooves on their clubs. It makes a big difference. Just all you have to do. When you're hitting a shot out of you just mentioned the rough, it doesn't even matter the fairway. If your grooves are full of a previous shot's dirt, and you see it a lot. They look more like garden tools for some of these people in their bags. But if you clean out your grooves, that water disbursement in the grass can get through those grooves and then gets pushed out the sides and then you have ball and club contact. If you have your grooves dirty, that's not going to happen. You're going to catch flyers, we call them, and your 9-iron goes way too far.
Especially in wet rough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if it's perched up a little bit in wet rough, that's a recipe for just launching one over the back of the green. So, yeah, he's right about keeping the grooves a little bit cleaner and just being aware of it. It does get stickier when it's wetter. So you may, if it's sitting down deep, it may be a little bit tougher to get through. So take an extra club, move the ball back a smidge.
Yeah, good advice there. More on Glen Oak coming up here as we are broadcasting live 7 to 8 right here on WGR. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, PGA Pro and Glen Oak owner Tim Fries also here on our roundtable this morning. Last night's Duster Challenge, a great event held at Fox Valley. And before we start talking about the event, kudos to Superintendent Scott Howard for all his work getting the green set up. Did a phenomenal job. Cranked that out pretty quick, fixing 18 holes, refilling, painting all the cups, getting all the markers out there for us. We said, like, this is the layout we want. He had it all measured and perfect. And
it took him no time. Obviously not his first rodeo.
You view, obviously, a lot of coursework.
Yes.
I know you were like, wow, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he did it real fast, real quick, and it was, he did a nice job. It was pretty cool, and we had a great night. It was a great time.
Yeah, so everybody at Fox Valley, the staff, everybody doing the food. DJ Jimmy was great, our tunes all night long.
The West New York PGA had some great raffles.
That's right. We gave away a putter from T Squared Putters, a local company we interviewed last week. I had an interview on our show about gave away a foursome to Park, so thank you for that donation, Park Country Club, and also some other things from the Western PGA, including tickets, next year's Senior PGA Championship. That's at Oak Hill in Rochester. Make sure you put that on your calendars. A chance, Tim, you and I were talking about it, a chance to actually, if you want to make your way around the state of New York next year, you can see the Senior PGA and the Big PGA because that's at Bethpage.
Yeah, we have the I-90 majors next year. It's 1 week after the PGA at Bethpage. You're driving right down the 90, and the senior PGA will be pulled off at Oak Hill. That's going to be a fun little 2 weeks for the PGA of America.
That's right. Just to put a wrap here on our duster from last night, you said it. Our winner, we should definitely say his name, Charlie Fisher.
Yeah, I remember him from last year. Man, he grew a foot from last year.
A 14-year-old beat all the adults in the in division. He actually beat his golf coach, Nate Leary, from Orchard Park.
In
the final match. They were there, too. The third place match, Jeff Cobb, who's from Channel 2. He actually produces our Tee to Green TV show.
And plays here at Glen Oak.
That's right. Yep. He beat Mike Menditti in the finals. I know Mike, a golf coach in the area for high school as well. So congratulations to those four and all the participants. We had almost 50 golfers participate and a lot of volunteers on hand to help out as well. And
Under the lights. Yep.
We had a great time, a lot of fun. And even for those of you that didn't come, I know some people online donated at DusterChallenge.com to the Western New York Reach Foundation. And obviously we know a lot of people that are listening right now that weren't at the event last night. We'd encourage you to be a part of it next year. It's growing every year. We think we're trying to make it bigger and better. But the big cause last night is that we raised $2,300 for the Western New York Reach. And you guys, obviously, both being Western New York PGA members, I know that
we're both on the board.
Pleased to be a part of that. Jeff, too, we know it benefits veterans. You're a former military member yourself. Well, military member yourself. I know there were a few guys there as well. I know that it was meaningful to them. They both came up to me and was very thankful.
Yeah, they were there helping out and participating. A couple guys from the HOPE program, the Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, we instruct them to golf. And they've become such a part of our fabric of the Western New York PGA and the golf community since they've gotten into the program. And that's one of the added benefits. People that learn golf, it's all the things that come along with golf. Not just the great game, but the people you meet and the events you get to go to and the good times you have and it was a wonderful time for all of us, and to see those guys there, you know, they got to be buddies through the years, through the instruction, and $2,300 for a little event like that was great, and I'm sure it'll be better next year.
Yep. Nice.
Tim, that charity, you do so much work with the Western New York PGA board. I know that charity, you guys are just continuing to do great things.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus now is the national chairman of the PGA Reach Foundation. And of course,
it's a good name to have attached.
That's pretty good there. Yeah.
It's better than ours. Just
so
a little.
Each section in the country, you know, tries to raise money for the three pillars here. And the PGA HOPE program is a big part of that, as well as juniors with the Drive, Trip, and Putt and the Junior League, which we're going to have here at Glen Oak here in another week. That's just great stuff for the kids, the future of golf, and then, of course, diversity and inclusion. So we're trying here at Glen Oak to be a PGA Reach facility and try to promote all these programs. So last night, like Jeff said, when you have these veterans help out, we've got a couple helping us out here at Glen Oak as well. So it's a really good thing.
And we have the first tee of Western New York here.
Yes.
We'll be having the Drive, Chip, and Putt Thursday here. We're having the PGA Junior League Regional here. So it's all part of the bigger plan.
And I know your son tried last week and a half ago, and we're having the sub-regional here, and then from the sub-regional you go to the regional at Wingfoot, I believe, and then to Augusta next year.
Good stuff. That's right. Yeah, that event is so much fun, Drive, Chip, and Putt.
It's cool.
I know that my son had fun, and all the moms and dads watching their sons and daughters participate.
I think they're more nervous than the kids, probably, right?
Oh, I definitely am. My son is 8. I don't think he knows nervous yet. I think maybe either that or he just doesn't
show it.
Doesn't show it, but
he's got that cozy ice blood.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely. Yeah. No, but I mean, when they call his name up there, they do the drive first, and I'm just like, just please hit the first one in, because you know you can hit it, you can shank it, and just like all of us would do, you get on the first tee, you shank that first shot, and you're like, uh-oh, you get that little anxiety feeling going right away.
Yeah,
but
I know it. Yeah.
That's right. No doubt about it. But, yeah, last night's duster was great. Steve Bartkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA, and everybody from the Western New York PGA, thank you for helping out with all the great scoring and the raffles. And
Digital scoreboard looked cool.
The digital scoreboard looked very cool. I mean, for some people, it was the first time they got to see their name on a big scoreboard.
I saw a lot
like
of people
that.
Taking pictures of their name on the scoreboard. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, so, again, if I have a whole bunch of pictures. If you want to check it out from last night, or if you participated, maybe you're popping up in some of these pictures, check it out at Brian WGR. If you want to follow where there's other photos, you can follow the Duster Challenge handle, at Duster Challenge. You should also follow at WNYPGA. They, all the time, every day, especially in the summer, tweeting out all the great things that they do across Western New York. So they've got some photos
They always
as well.
Put the pictures of the kids who win on the PGA West New York PGA Junior Tour. You know, the little 8-year-old girl with her first place trophy. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Steve's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, yes.
So next week you'll have the drive, chip, and putt. Essentially, round two. They call it the regional round, and one step closer to going to the Masters. As we always say, one of our favorite TV viewing days, that Sunday before the Masters to watch it. But now you guys will have a piece of that here next week.
You watched that on that Sunday before, and you can be emotional, can't you? You watch these young girls. You know, you're getting a high five from Condoleezza Rice coming off the putting green. It's just neat stuff. The parents are in the bushes kind of getting sick because they can't take it. The kids, like you said, though, and you hear the phrase, play like a kid. Well, that's what it's supposed to be. They're not so nervous. They're just hitting their shots, having fun.
Yeah, I don't know if they're not so nervous.
Some of the older kids feel it.
Yeah, I bet they do. And then you walk down the line, and there's Justin Thomas, and there's Bubba Watson, and there's Jordan Spieth, and there's Tiger Woods, and there's all these guys. What an experience, and something cool that we get to have a small part of.
To get them prepared, again, they're going to go on to the regional finals, I guess. They've had it at Oakmont, Wingfoot, and all around the country. But just those three shots, or those three putts, or those three chips. And so they're grinding. So the night before, we're anticipating here at Glen Oak, all the parents and our parking lot's going to be full because the kids are all going to be warming up. And they're going to be...
Well, I will tell you, yes, that will happen. Because when last year Jack made it through to this next regional round, my son... And we went to Turning Stone just to check it out. That's where the regional was last year for this area, was Turning Stone. And we went there just to check it out. And we're like, well, maybe we'll be able to putt or something like that. And we would go over there, and there's, 100 kids already there putting.
Loaded.
So just, I'm telling you as a staff, be ready on the night before. It's almost essentially like you're doing it again.
This one's a little smaller because this is the regional. Yeah, there, I think we have 98 or 100 kids instead of how many did you have at the last one? I mean, I bet there's...
Well, 100. We had 180, 190at the
true.
Locals.
You'll have a little less.
We're having the... with Briarwood, I think, Ravenwood. There's a
Fox
Erie,
had one. Fox.
So you had four that are all the age divisions coming to the boys and the girls.
Here. Yep.
And the top three from each of those go to here.
In each age group, yep. And Lily Zhang got through again, I see. The girl
did.
Who made it through to the Masters last year. Good for her.
I videoed her. I learned a few things there on how to putt and how to chip.
Putt like a kid. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Last night, the kid who ended up winning, I mean, he's getting up and knocking in four-footers. Like, he just steps up, rip, up, rip. Yeah, he doesn't have any of those scars. He's not going through the grind.
They're not thinking of the next putt.
No.
They're thinking of the one they have and just bang it in.
I just can knock this in and go to the next hole. Yeah.
When I'm watching kids putt all the time, that four-foot, three-foot putt, there's no break. There's no fear of what's behind the hole. There is just, I'm putting it in the back of the hole, and I'm going to hit it hard, and it's going to go right in, and I'm going to move on to the next hole.
Yeah. It's like a rabbit popping out of a hole. It hits the back of the hole, ball pops up, boom, it goes in.
Yeah.
And I love to see it because they're just reacting to their target, and to them it's nothing. Look how close I am. How can I miss this? Yeah, just boom. And they're right.
They think, it's the easiest putt of the day, right?
And
that's
as an
so
adult,
close.
We complicate it, and make it hard and grind it out and line it up. Yeah, so it is fun to see, though.
Yeah. Good transition, though, here. By the way, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester's on assignment this week. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro Tim Freeze here from Glen Oak Golf Club. As we are here in Amherst, beautiful day. Golfers are already out. Let's transition into our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. We did that last night. That was fun at the Duster Challenge. But... okay, the mental side, the teaching side, we're saying play like a kid, some good advice. You guys have both given a lot of lessons in your life here, too. So giving a lesson to someone, all variety of skill levels, all variety of ages, let's take you through a little bit of that kind of from your perspective of what do you see.
Well, one of the coolest things about teaching is, especially this is a public facility now, so I've had lessons, I haven't met the people. So I meet them out on the range. And you meet so many different people, and everybody that steps up to you is different. They got a different body type. They've got different athletic abilities. They've got different equipment. They've had different lessons before. So it's always a challenge. How do I make this person better today? Like, how is he going to walk away from this range tee a better golfer and understanding what he needs to do to get better? And how do I explain it? Everybody learns differently. Some people are visual learners. Some are kinesthetic learners. All those different factors. And usually I try to dismiss some of the myths of the golf game that people often get as they're as they're growing up. You know, they've been told to keep their head down.
Swing easy.
Yes, they're told, swing easy. Yeah, and I want you to smash it. You know, the good players smash it. Throw the club out towards the target, down the target line. You know, these things are myths. So if you can dispel some of the myths, get them into the good fundamentals, put them on video, show them, you know, there's a process there. But it's a very mentally stimulating task every day when you have a lesson. You walk out to the tee, you don't know what you're facing, you could be tired, and as soon as you get there, you're completely engaged and you're just trying to make this person better. And it's a really, really fun process to walk off that tee after a lesson and say, hey, this guy's hitting better shots, or this woman's having more fun hitting good shots. So as a golf instructor, as a PGA professional who's been doing it for 25 years, I've been teaching them it's still something I enjoy doing every day.
Do you have your 25-year pin? It's coming up.
I think I got it. Yeah, next year maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to add up the years of experience we have here at Glen Oak.
Yeah.
If you want to make your lesson even more fruitful, help out the golf professional and yourself, come with a couple of goals. I usually say three. You're going to come to a lesson, and I try to get that out. You know, you're meeting the person for the first time here at Glen Oak. It's not like we're in a private membership. It is a little different for us. So, you know, you meet the person, that man or woman, and say, okay, you know, what are you thinking about here? What do you want to – what's your number one priority here? You know what? I'm just – boy, I have that little cut shot off the tee, and I get a little nervous on the first tee. Help me with my routine. Great. That's very specific. We can get into that. Once you knock off a few of these priorities for the person, at the end of 20, 30 minutes, you've accomplished a few of these goals. A lot of times they come and they're like, I just want to be better. That's a tough one. That's a big general.
I want to be more consistent and hit it further.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna get.
Yeah.
Let us know too. Like I always ask, do you have any physical limitations? You know, what are your swing thoughts? You know, communicate with your instructor, because the communication is a key part of it. Because if I know what you're thinking or what you're trying to do, it can often help make the change quicker, faster, better.
Jeff made a great point yesterday. I had a student came out and he's making a few swings. Good player, 5-6 handicap, and sure enough, he had two knee replacements and a hip replacement, and he had back surgery. And he's making this move and he couldn't quite make divots. Mm-hmm. And he just said, after I practice and if I try to make divots, my back kind of hurts. We had to change a few things because he was different than a lot of other students. Yeah. We all know you're supposed to make a divot with every club that's not on a tee, or every ball that's not on a tee, but he was a little different, so we worked with that. That was his goal, and sure enough, he started hitting some really nice irons that were launching higher, and he was very happy within the first 10 minutes because we accomplished one of those specific goals.
I had twin boys yesterday, twin brothers, completely different swings. You know, you think they'd be, you know, they had some similarities, but there were a lot of differences. So it is, if you're going to get a lesson, it can be very fruitful, especially if you communicate, like Tim said, have a plan, and, you know, let us look at your equipment. Let us, you know, give us a little feedback, give us a little background, and it makes it a much better experience.
Well, I'll vouch for both of you, because at times you guys have both had the daunting tasks of being looking at my swing on the range. But one thing that I will say, and I'm sure this goes for every PGA professional, is that I know probably you come in thinking that you're going to tell me 75 things.
No.
And,
never.
In fact, I feel like that's the exact opposite, is that, Jeff, I know, you know, even just when you were looking at my swing earlier this year, it's like just one or two little things to kind of keep in mind. You said the three goals thing. Like, I think some people are thinking, like, if I take a lesson, I'm just going to get bombarded with information to the point where I'm so confused that it's going to make things worse. And I feel like I want to make sure that myth is not out there, that you guys aren't looking to, you know, revamp like the entire, you know, gauntlet of everything that somebody does here. I'm sure you're looking for, hey, this is some things you do well. Let's make sure you keep doing those well. And maybe here's a couple things to think about kind of as you're going forward. And, you know, that's obviously the progression of as you take more lessons. You know, that's...
Isn't that the key, Jeff?
Yeah.
You just said it. It's things to take away thinking about. It's all about a feeling. And everybody's a little different. And you even said it. I had a student that was learning, and he learned he liked food. Oh, my gosh. He would say, boy, that's a fresh shot. Oh, that smells great. What?
Yeah.
He was a completely different learner.
Yeah.
Everyone is a little different, but a feeling, like when we work with you over the past couple of years, chipping.
Yep.
It's a sensation and a feeling. If you can come away with that feeling, that will take you a long. You can ride that. Tom Watson said he rode a swing thought for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
I have one main tenet, I think I tell most of my lessons, is it's an old saw from Sam Snead. Hey, what do you do when you go, Sam Snead, what do you do when you're hitting hooks? Well, I go out and hit 1,000 slices. Well, what do you do when you're hitting slices then? I go out and hit 1,000 hooks. So if you come to me and your bad shot's a low hook, I have to teach you, in essence, how to hit a high fade. And we may talk we may talk for half an hour, we may say it 100 different ways, but one of those, it's still all the same thing. It's changing your path, it's changing your blade, and all those things we're saying, one of those is going to connect with the student, and that's going to be the swing thought, as Tim says, that they'll take away and play with. There may be 10 he discards or she discards, but one of them is going to click for in their mind and help make them a better player.
Yeah. Good stuff here on Tee to Green on our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Hey, if you want to get involved and, you know, you heard about all the great stuff that we had last night at the Duster Challenge, you want to help out in terms of the golf community, or you want to get a lesson, you can find out more from your local PGA professional. Go to WNYPGA.com. All right, before we go to break here, a reminder, next week's the PGA Championship, your last shot at glory in our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. Chance to win a great night at their brand new hotel at Batavia Downs. Restaurant night, you get a dinner, and you get money for free play at the casino. You can sign up. Everything is on my Twitter page, at BrianWGR. It's the top tweet. It's pinned right now. But essentially, this is pretty easy. You email us three golfers in terms of how you think they're going to finish at the PGA Championship. You're obviously hoping to pick first, second, and third. If you do that, you'll be on your way to having a great day at Batavia Downs. All the information is there. The email to send it to is on my Twitter handle at BrianWGR. But get those picks in. The tournament starts, the PGA Championship starts on Thursday. Okay, more coming up here. As we roll on, we're going to step aside here from Glen Oak. Beautiful day. The sun is out. We're with Tim Freeze and Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up, including what was Phil Mickelson doing in that latest commercial. If you haven't seen it, we'll talk about that. Tiger playing well again in Akron. DJ winning last week at the Canadian Open. We'll get our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard coming back right here on Tee to Green, live at Glen Oak on WGR. Welcome back, Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, PGA Pros, Jeff Mitis, and Tim Freeze here. We're live at Glen Oak. Thanks for being with us. Kevin Sylvester on the phone in just one moment. It is time for our PGA Tour leaderboard check, brought to you by Encore Golf and Donald Ross. Thanks to Encore Golf last night for setting up a table at our Duster Challenge, and everybody was putting with the ball. Got great reviews, as we always hear from them. This week, the PGA Tour's players are at Firestone Country Club, the South Course in Akron, Ohio, for the World Golf Championship. Three-way tie for the lead. Justin Thomas, Tommy Fleetwood, Ian Poulter are all at minus 11. Fleetwood has had a red-hot year and is tied for the lead there, along with Thomas and Poulter. Two back is Kyle Stanley and Jason Day. They're at minus 9. Some other notable names, Rory McIlroy, minus 8. And how about this list at minus 6? Tiger, Oosthuizen, Rahm, Finau, Simpson, Leishman. Mickelson, who's created quite a buzz this week for other reasons. We'll get to that in a moment. He's minus 5. Masters champion Patrick Reed and U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka, minus 4. If you're wondering about the hottest golfer in the world, Francesco Molinari, I guess you'd say he's struggling. Plus 2, he's in 53rd.
He's no good.
He has had a phenomenal run. But this is an amazing field in Akron. World golf event. Only the top 50. Tiger's playing well. He just got in, Tim. He was 50th. His finish there right at the end of the Open Championship got him in this event. And this tournament, he has dominated.
Oh, my gosh, won 8 times. You know, this is a jockeying for position for Ryder Cup points. We're going into the PGA for the American side. And, you know, Tiger's right in the mix.
He's
who would
20th
you pick? Look at Webb Simpson going now. And how do you not, you know.
Simpson's had a great year. Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one for our captain to pick the 4 after the PGA Championship. It locks in at 8. But the Europeans, Francisco's leading the European tour for
He's
points.
A lock for the European team.
I would think so.
He'll be there.
Plus 2's
he'd have got picked, yes.
That's right, absolutely. All right, let's bring in Kevin Sylvester here on the line. Of course, always part of our Tee to Green show. Kevin on a golfing assignment this morning. Right, Kevin? Good morning.
It's on the team. No way.
I Didn't catch a word of that, Kev. We got a bad connection. Can you please repeat?
Yes. But your phone is really bad, Kevin. Try again.
Yeah, my phone, balls right in this.
Uh-oh. I don't know if it's going to work. Kevin, your phone is, it's not good.
It's not good, Kev. No.
It's cutting in and out. Maybe try one time more with Derek, reconnect. We'll try it one more time here. Yeah, all right.
So. All I heard was something about his phone sounded like his ball striking.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's not good, right?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen him play.
All right, we'll try to get a better connection here with Kevin in a moment here. But let's go back to Woods. His iron play looks tremendous. His putting is better since he switched putters.
It has been better,
and
yeah, noticeably.
He still doesn't hit a ton of drivers, but when he's hitting it, he's not putting himself in as much trouble as he had earlier in the season as a part of his comeback.
And you know, he still is one of the longest hitters out there. I think he might still have the record for the most clubhead speed at one point this year, or some ball speed. Didn't he get 129, some crazy early in the year? It's good to see him playing. It's good that he's playing back to back weeks and he's fit and he's able to be part of the mix. Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's try Kevin one more time. Kevin, we got a better connection this time. How you doing?
I think my iPhone 2 might need an upgrade here.
All right, it's a little better.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank all of our sponsors and people who came out to the Duster Challenge last night, and everybody in Fox Valley. Just the awesome event. I mean, it's just every year it exceeds my expectations and the excitement level of it. And what was really cool was everybody staying last night, right? And putting afterwards, just having a good time. It was really, really cool. And I'm glad to see Mr. Dunlop participate in the whole program to come and just thank everybody for coming out to help the funds for the program. And Tim and Jeff, what you guys do for our veterans. Thank you.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, you could tell everybody had a good time because they were lingering afterwards. No one seemed to want to go home. We had the lights on. Everybody was putting the course over and over again. A few bets. It was a fun time had by all.
Yeah.
And I knew Jeff beat me. We won extra holes in a one-handed putting thing. I think I surprised Jeff with how decent of a putter I am. But, Jeff, I do owe you. I wanted to publicly acknowledge that I owe you.
There was no way I was going to lose, Kev. Let's just put it that way. Wow. I know I would have heard it forever. Forever.
Kev, you beat...
Starting the show with it.
That's right. We had a mini nine-hole match, and you got the better of me, so congrats there. No, you've been putting great.
But I did have the advantage of, you know, as Jeff said, I've been putting, a lot. So
36 holes a day for weeks. Yes.
That is you did have home court advantage. You were on your turf at Fox. You did win, but you did have a home court advantage.
No, there's no advantage. I never practice putting, and I probably should do, but anyway. That's all good. Thank you. We've increased the amount of money we've been able to donate every single year. $2,300 last night. I don't know if there's 50 people at this tournament. We had $2,300. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And we did 1,800 last year. We surpassed it by 500 next year. Love to hit $3,000.
Oh,
so
easy.
Thanks, everybody.
Yes, I agree. Yep. We said a little bit earlier to start the show, but Kevin's right on. Thank you to everybody at Fox Valley, all the staff, the volunteers, Superintendent Scott Howard, the West New York PGA guys for helping us out, and everybody that participated. If you bought one raffle ticket, if you donated online at DusterChallenge.com, all that support to the West New York Reach Foundation, we appreciate it. And seeing them in person last night, Kevin, we know that for those that it affects, they were very happy with it.
Yeah, and I'm buying stock in Charlie Fisher. How about that kid? Holy smokes. Unbelievable.
Yep.
That kid he aced the 15th hole, which is a legendary hole, not only Fox Valley on the golf course, but at the Duster Challenge. The kid aced it in the semifinals and the finals. Incredible. Never been done.
Yep.
Yeah, good kid. 14-year-old, nice young man, too, and handled himself like a gentleman, which is another great thing about it.
How many putts did he concede? Like, so many. Some were like, oh, I'd make him putt that, but... No, he was a classy kid, handled himself well, and he was a very worthy champion.
No doubt.
And played fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin,
yes,
I know That's right. That's right. We like that. Kevin, thanks for all your work on it, too, as well, and good luck in your event today.
Thank you, buddy. We need it. Thank you.
All right. Have fun.
All right. All right. See ya.
See ya. Kevin Sylvester, always a part of our Tee to Green show, whether it's with us in person, on assignment for PGA Tour Radio, or...
Or in spirit,
yes.
Yes.
But hopefully Kevin plays well today. Back to talking about the event at Akron. So Tiger is playing well. There was reports this week that we'll see Tiger v. Phil in a one-on-one $10 million match Thanksgiving weekend in Las Vegas.
Have they confirmed the $10 million?
Tiger did not deny it. He said nothing's been signed yet, but that's his way of basically saying sure. Yeah, it's on its way. Mickelson makes a ton of news this week because of a commercial he does for the company where it has the long sleeve button down shirts. Right. He wore that actually in a practice round at the Masters, and him and Tiger are now buddies. But if you have not seen this commercial, I'll tweet it out here again.
It's
so bad. It's awesome, right?
I like because he's poking fun at himself because he's a bad dancer.
He almost needed to.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
you got to get back in good graces with folks because that U.S. Open just wasn't a good look.
Well, and he is not a good dancer. That is blatantly obvious.
It really is a great act.
It is funny. I guess they're trying to show how flexible the shirt maybe is. I don't know what they're trying to demonstrate there. But, yeah, it is funny. And you, if you don't giggle at that, yeah, you tweeted it out yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again now.
Yeah, it's worth a look at Brian's site there. Phil put straining those buttons a little bit on that button down as he made a couple of those dance moves. It was pretty funny to watch.
All right, 7:39 the time here on Tee to Green. Quick thought, last week, of course, just right up the road at Glen Abbey, Dustin Johnson wins the Canadian Open. That's his third victory of the season. For 3 years in a row, Tim, now he's won at least three times on tour.
So there's a couple at the top of the list here of best players in the world, and if you can see Dustin Johnson somehow personally stand behind the tee
and watch him blast it.
It is something. He hits it differently than a lot of us. You know, as you were talking about lessons, he takes it back differently.
Yep.
He comes into the ball differently, but oh my God, it's a genius.
Close to open. Oh, yeah, he's a close to open player. It is neat, and it's like I remember watching Rory McIlroy hit drive. You know, you and I have seen and done a lot of things in golf. Good players. Watching those guys, watch a guy like Rory or Dustin just blast a driver from right behind him, you know, 10 feet behind him, is a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, if you ever go to an event, just
go to the range.
Go stand behind a tee on a par 5 apartment. Just watch kind of how they're – you watch their routine. It's pretty simple, but, man, when he hits it, and then he just picks up the tee, pretty good. But even at a course at Glen Abbey, he was cutting off corners. Rory did this in a PGA years ago. It literally cut off dogleg rights as a right-hander and cut off the corners with draws. It's amazing.
They see angles no one else sees.
Correct.
Like normally, we'd be playing that hole, you wouldn't even envision that shot. You wouldn't even it doesn't even cross your mind that you could hit a ball that high and that far.
Yeah.
And they do it routinely.
And you just said it, that high. So tee it high, folks out there. Put it up over your left front toe if you're a righty and hit it high.
Yeah.
If you're watching the coverage this week, you might see all the players are wearing a yellow ribbon on their hat. And that's for golfer Jared Lyle.
Yeah.
He's been battling cancer and has made the decision to not fight it anymore and spend time at home with his family and his kids for however many days he
has. Did you see the photo on Twitter?
He's there with his daughters right in the hospital.
Breaks your heart. And he's into palliative care now, I guess. And so he's shut down his social media and stuff. So
if you're watching the coverage and you're wondering what the yellow ribbons are, that's for golfer Gerald Lyle. Yeah, classy move by everybody. Tim, I know that you've got to get off here. You're going to be playing soon. But before we let you go, I noticed your awesome new shirt and hat with that Glen Oak logo. That's a new design? Is that your design?
Yes, a nod to my wife's Irish. It's an Irish trequetra. Jeff's, you know, he's going to smile at me here. Mm-hmm. Basically, Glen is a small hollow in Ireland, Scotland, and we've got oaks out here, but we want to do something Irish, and it's an Irish knot. So basically, there's an infinity circle, blah, blah, blah. It's a really cool little deal we're going to do on signage and things. Very simple here at Glen Oak. Just some of the fun.
Came out a very nice logo, actually.
It
we wanted
nice.
To rebrand the place a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's also a hidden G and O in there.
You can find something in there.
If you kind of like focus in, you can see a G and O.
Yeah, we'll put that on tees.
Subliminal advertising.
Yeah.
All right, I like it.
For Glen Oak.
Yeah.
If you want to get something with the new Glen Oak logo. You've got it in the merchandise.
Brian's
right
going to leave with a hat
here
today.
Yeah, that's right.
With those props, you bet.
That's right. That's right. Maybe I'll wear it for – I have my club championship at Tantera today. Oh. Right. What's your advice for that?
You're going club pro style. You're just stepping out on the tee and letting it rip without a warm-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to play.
We're 10 minutes from Tantera here down the road. I am driving, and I'm heading right to the first tee, doing exactly probably what you should not do. But that's all right. Maybe I'll play great because I'm not thinking
low
about
expectations
it.
Produce high results.
I'm going to be thinking about I should have had breakfast. I'm should have been thinking about.
What do you tell your wife every day? Without expectations, there's no disappointment, honey. So if you're not expecting it,
that's right.
You could play great.
That's why when she gives me that
wow.
list, when she leaves for work in the morning, she gives me the little list.
Right.
It's always like left on our little island in the kitchen. That's the list for the day. If there isn't on days though when there's not a list, which is a rarity. And then I come home and be like, hey, guess what I did today? And it's like I'm the...
She's not disappointed.
She's like, wow, you did those three things? Because, you know, they weren't even asked.
Same with your golf game. If you go out just to have a good walk in the park and enjoy the competition and enjoy the process and enjoy hanging out with the guys and competing a little and just playing the best you can, you're bound to be successful.
That's Brian, right. Thanks again for coming, Jeff. Coming to Glen Oak once again. Appreciate it.
Jeff and I are going to have our PGA Championship picks next segment.
Nice.
Who do you got?
I am just, John Rahm's down that he's kind of getting in there, too. I'm pulling for Ricky. I tell you what, Ian Poulter's starting to play pretty good here. It's a Robert Trent Jones senior golf course, just like here at Glen Oak. Big wide tees and greens and fairways. So I'm going with those three guys, but I'm going to throw my
one guy. One guy.
All right, one guy. Fowler. Thank
Fowler.
You.
All right.
All right. I hope he wins. No doubt.
It would be fun to have him win.
Absolutely. So PGA Championship next week. Speaking of that, next segment we'll preview the PGA Championship, get our picks in, get ready.
I'm ready.
You're going to want to place your wagers on that. Don't forget, sign up for our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, your last chance to win a great prize pack from Batavia Downs. All the info is at Brian WGR. All right, when we come back, we'll get a check of our PGA Champions Tour report, see what the seniors are up to this week. And we'll talk about next week's PGA Championship, the last major on our PGA Tour schedule. We are at Glen Oak. Beautiful day for golf. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green. With PGA Pro Tim Fries, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer doing a great job back in our Amherst studios for keeping us going here. Tee to Green rolling on live at Glen Oak on WGR. Final segment here on Tee to Green as we welcome you back live to Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst. Beautiful weekend for golf. Hope you've got plans to play at some point. Brian Colzie along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Again, the entire show will be up on our on-demand audio at WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out later today at Brian WGR. As you heard, it is time for our PGA Champions Tour report. This week, the senior players are at the 3M Championship in Minnesota, and Jerry Smith right now has the lead, a two-shot lead right now, on what is a group of four that include Kenny Perry, Lee Jansen, Peter Lennard, and Glenn Day. They're all two strokes back. Smith is at minus eight. That group of four that I just mentioned is at minus six. Lee Jansen, former two-time...
That's right. I forgot. Yeah, who could forget about Lee? He was on top of his game for a long time there, and he always seemed to show up big for things like the U.S. Open and the majors.
Yeah,
good to see though. I think this is the I guess maybe I'm in that demographic now where I'm at the age where all these guys I recognize. You know,
they're the
peers I grew up with watching play golf.
We mentioned earlier in the show about the World Golf Championship in Akron, and that event in terms of golf at Firestone, one of the best courses, I think, is no longer on the PGA Tour. It'll turn into a Champions Tour event, and from what we're hearing, it's going to be the Senior Players Championship. So a major will be there. I know Bridgestone is staying on as a sponsor, but hearing the PGA Tour players this week that are playing this week, they seem really down and sad that they're not going to get to play it on a normal basis. Tiger, who's of course won it more than anybody this event.
He dominated.
He goes, I'll see you in a few years. Because he'll 8 years he'll be eligible to go back and play. But that's such a great tournament. And like I said, I've said it weeks before, I don't know if you're looking for something to do this weekend, if you have nothing, but it's a 3.5-hour drive, and it's so worth it. It's a great spectating course, and you're seeing a world-class field there this week in Akron.
You know, it's good to hear that the senior tour is going to take that over.
Yeah.
And it shows the health of golf. You know, the women's game seems to be growing, and the senior tour can take over a venue in an event like that. Good news for the health of golf.
Absolutely. So that's our PGA Tour Champions Report. It's brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. All right, before we leave you here on Tee to Green, next week it's the PGA Championship at Bellerive, the 100th edition. And before we preview it and give you our picks, we want to remind you, you can get in on our final Batavia Downs Majors Challenge of the year. All the information is on my Twitter account. It's actually my pinned tweet right at the top of my page, at BrianWGR. But I'll be sending out tweets all week. Make sure you email us your three golfers. That's all you got to do. It's a free contest. Sign up. Chance to win a great prize pack, hotel, restaurant, free play money for you at the Batavia Downs Major, Batavia Downs Casino, and an opportunity to get in on that. It's free. Just email us your three picks. Super easy. So far, throughout the events that we've had so far with this contest, we've had people pick the winners of the three majors. So far, with the Masters winner, Reed, the U.S. Open winner, Koepka, and the British Open winner, Molinari. So if you think you got the winner, you got a great chance to come home with a great Batavia Downs prize pack. All right, so speaking of the PGA Championship, I know, Jeff, this one has a little extra specialness to you as I look to you wearing your PGA logoed shirt today.
It's my certified logo, yes. And Tim Freese is the chairman of the tournament committee for the PGA nationally. So it is special to all of us. It's our championship. We're excited about the move last year, but we're excited about this year's event. And if you're asking me for my pick.
Not yet. I am.
Okay. I was going to lead into it, but go
right.
ahead.
Yeah. Give me the event, as you said. Last time we played in August,
yes.
So it's. I know they always kind of view it as they call it Glory's last shot for the year and that sort of thing. It'll be moving to May,
so all new branding.
That's right.
Yeah,
I think and we've discussed on the show the pros and the cons of it going from April to May. The last major will be in July, which will it'll seem like an early end to the major season, but for the PGA, look, and you and I have discussed this before. The you and I are. Both golf nuts, obviously. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be doing a golf show.
True.
but we know that the end of the summer, there's more distractions. Look at, there's NFL preseason football going on. And
Johnny Manziel
love
going
watching
out there
football.
Lighting it up. Yeah,
that's right.
Canadian football.
I know. There's other distractions. So moving this maybe to May, where people around the country, especially in the Northeast, where there's a ton of population, a ton of golf communities going on there, like, it probably will get more attention nationally, I think.
The concern for the PGA nationally, though, is the weather. You know,
yeah.
May up in the Northeast, does that take some great courses like Oak Hill out of the rotation going forward? I know there's a test run next year with the senior PGA at Oak Hill. But it is in my mind, it's a great thing for the PGA Championship. It's always had the strongest field in golf, and that should continue, and I imagine it will. And I do think it'll be a great spot and a great slot for our championship.
It's, yep.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So it's the 100th edition.
That's true, yes. Was it 1934? It was here at the
Park
Club, yes,
That's
where
right.
I used to work. It's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Paul Runyon won back then, if I'm not mistaken. Then they tried to make the hole bigger because
you
they thought his short game.
Were you working the event?
Here come the old jokes.
No.
It's great.
No, you're right.
I don't even have my AARP card yet. Come on.
Yeah, the 1934 PGA Championship at Park. Very cool. So Dustin Johnson is the favorite to win the PGA Championship. He is 10-1. McIlroy 12-1. Spieth 14-1. Justin Thomas 18-1. Rose, Woods, Fowler, Koepka, Molinari, and Day are your top 10 in terms of your betting line here. This we know the PGA in terms of its setup long, not necessarily goo-ga-ga-ga long like we've seen at some other bets, but long, and you got to hit it straight. The rough will be up, but
it's a major.
Yes, the PGA has done a good job, I think, over the last handful of years in terms of making it tough, but also understanding that people want to see dramatic golf with changes in the leaderboard. So I think they've done a nice job with that. I would expect another.
Yeah, they're not afraid to let people make birdies either.
Right.
Yeah, so you'll have the birdies. You'll have the bogeys. You'll have those swings, and I do think they do a great job setting up the course.
Now go ahead and lead into who you like.
Well, I'm going back to back. I went with Rory at the British Open. I thought he acquitted himself very well there, and he seems to be playing well again. He seems to be on form. He's rounding into major form.
Playing great so far this week in Akron.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Rory. Plus, I just love watching him hit a golf ball, so yeah. That'll be fun for me.
Speaking of back to back, I am going to go with that same theme, but in terms of the PGA champion, Justin Thomas is playing awesome this week in Akron, and whether he finishes the deal or not, mm-hmm. I just think he's locked in. He also is very motivated to win this championship because of his father being a PGA professional, and he has that connection to feeling really good about this event. So I think Justin Thomas goes back-to-back. I feel like he's rounding into form right now quite nicely. And I think that'll be my pick for the PGA Championship.
And someone I'd love to see win. Yeah, he is fun to watch. And, you know, we talk about Tiger and the Tiger effect he's had on the game. Now all the kids that he's brought in the game, we're enjoying watching them now. Like, who doesn't like watching Rory and Justin Thomas and all the young bucks that are Jordan Spieth that are smashing the golf ball and playing great? It does make it fun. It does make it exciting. It is, you know, it will be a little bit melancholy that this isn't the last major. You know, I mean, you always look for the positives. Right. It is cool that this is their last chance to get a major this year. But yeah, I'd love to see Justin Thomas win, but because of our betting reasons, I will be rooting for Rory.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's right.
I don't get the prize package, though. Oh, dang.
You don't get it. The tournament purse, $10.5 million to be spread out, with the winner probably getting about two.
You know, and as a PGA professional, I could qualify for this event. You can try.
That's
I've tried
true.
In years past. It's very difficult to get through. Tim Freeze has gotten through to the senior PGA
So what's your, if you can do it in 30 seconds Kirk's here, offer. What's your path to play in this?
So you play in the local, in our West New York PGA would have a qualifier, and then you go, if you finish in the top three there, you go to the national where 288 guys compete for, I think it's about 15 spots. So it's very difficult, you know, and there's a lot of very, very fine players there. To get through, so, but you do have an opportunity. It's a very democratic way to do it. If you're good enough, you get to play, and that's what I like about it. We have lost spots over the years, but that's only made the field better for the touring professionals.
Yes. Of the four majors, this is the strongest field in golf.
Typically, yes, and not typically every year it seems.
Yeah,
to be. Yeah, because they go straight off the rankings list.
Yeah. It's just not the top 100 in the world, I believe, are eligible to come in, and you know, there's obviously other ways to get in too, but the Masters is a much tighter field.
Smaller.
The U.S. Open and the Open Championship, they have more in terms of the amateur tie-in, in terms of how to get in and all that sort of stuff.
And more open qualifying spots,
correct.
Too, so
yeah.
Our random guys can get in also.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so we'll see how our picks plays out as we put a wrap here on Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us here as we are live from Glen Oak Golf Club. Enjoy your day here.
I'm looking forward to it. Another busy day. The course looks like in nice shape, and you got a great day to play golf, so come on out.
Absolutely. Thanks to everybody for listening. Again, the show will be up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. I'll tweet it out as well at BrianWGR. Next week, two-hour show for the PGA Championship. We'll be at Stafford Country Club in Batavia.
It's actually in Stafford, New York, just it outside of Batavia.
Oh,
just
outside.
East of Batavia. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Walter Travis Golf Course. I'm looking forward to being there.
Good. I want to get at my geography right. Thank you.
And we're playing after.
I know. I'm
all
looking
right.
forward to that.
Good.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks to our producer, Derek Kramer, back in our Amherst studios, and for PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis, and everybody here at Glen Oak. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for joining us. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR from 7 to 8 a.m. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.